Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and we got JR on the podcast, one of the hottest artists coming up out of New York City right now. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, feeling good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you on here. You remind me of a lot of, like, the people that I, like, when I lived in New York, because that's one thing that, like, New York City-based Puerto Ricans, you just don't see a lot of them in the rap game, but if you live in New York, that's, like, a big part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good to have you, like, out here representing.
Nah, thank you, for sure. I'm glad you see that.
Yeah, definitely. Where do you, so where did you grow up exactly?
Brooklyn, Crown Heights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So talk about your upbringing. What was it like?
I mean, I grew up writing. That was, like, my strong element in school.
Okay.
That was weird. I used to write, like, stories, like sci-fi stories,
uh-huh.
comic books. And I would just do that during class. I wouldn't even pay attention. And then I guess, like, middle school came, and then that's when I really, like, I kind of shifted into, like, writing stories to, like, writing lyrics, writing music. And then I guess, like, around 14, that's kind of when I, like, I got my first break. I went on a TV show.
Right.
Called The Rap Game.
What about let's, like, stay on the writing type shit for a while, though, because I feel like that's really interesting, because a lot of rappers, I feel like that's like, the thing that makes you a good lyricist or a good rapper or a good writer, is to have that sort of writing element involved. Like, how did you get into that at a young age?
I don't know. I was weird. Like, I was just obsessed with it. I was obsessed with, like, I felt like if you do something, you got to do it all day to get good at it.
Mm.
And I used to, like, be a hardcore Eminem fan.
Right.
So, like, I watched the interview, and he had, like, a box of just, like, written lyrics. I forgot the name of the interviewer, but it was, like, I think 60 Minutes or something, he was on it, and he was just telling the dude, like, yo, I freestyle all day, every day. So I'm like, oh, he does that? Let me try doing that. And I used to do that shit all the time.
Mm.
And then I rap battled when I was younger. I would rap battle people in my hood, people in school.
Right.
And then I did it on TV and stuff like that. So I was able to freestyle when I was younger, but I don't know. I was just more into, like, writing and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, like, that connection between, like, writing and then, like, rapping, like, did you make that connection pretty early on?
What you mean?
Like, you know, making the connection of, like, oh, I'm good at writing, and I also like music. Like, maybe I can be good at one of at the other one just because I'm good at the first one.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah. I mean, I guess it kind of helped me a little bit as far as storytelling and stuff like that. But, I mean, now I just freestyle. I don't even write anymore. I just go on it's weird because back then I had to write to go. In order to make a song, I had to write. But I guess last year I just started freestyling. All my songs that blew up was just all freestyles.
Mm.
I don't even write anymore.
So at what point did you actually start making music and putting it online? Because anybody who's done the deep dive into your catalog has definitely seen that you've been rapping since you were very, very young.
Mm-hmm. I was like 14. I actually started releasing music to get on TV.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I was rapping like 2 years prior to that, but I wasn't recording. I was just lazy.
Oh, okay.
So when I went on a TV show, I got the opportunity. I just started recording like crazy. So, I mean, I deleted it off SoundCloud, so y'all probably not gonna find it, because, you feel me? But yeah, definitely 14. That's when I started, like, putting out music.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was because of this reality show, The Rap Game?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like did that help, like, basically make your career or the idea of you making music, it, like, blasted it into high gear? Because before that, you were just sort of rapping on the block or whatever, and that was like, oh, I'm around all these actual legitimate artists, I can be like them.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is, though? When you come off a TV show, they don't take you serious.
Right.
They put you in the category of, like, a reality television artist, or, like, I don't know, I don't want to offend, like, reality stars and stuff like that, but it's true, like, the fans, the viewers put you in a category, so people knew me off being on TV. They didn't know me for my music.
Mm.
So for, like, 2 years after that, I was just, like, struggling, trying to, like, get out there and with my music and stuff like that. So it got to a point where I just stopped chasing it, and I just, eventually it just came to me where I just said, you know what, I took a break for, like, a year. I stopped writing, I stopped making music, and then I kind of came back to it, and then from there, I don't know, it took off after that.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely been crazy seeing it blow up. You feel like you blew up in New York City before you blew up in the online, or was it the other way around?
I don't know. I mean, I actually feel like I blew up in Connecticut first.
Really?
Because we had to go to CT to kind of solidify everything. We did a bunch of press runs, went to different radio stations, did interviews.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like stamped it. But, I mean, it kind of, it works like that. You have to blow up everywhere else in order for your city to kind of like, oh, all right.
Right, like New York is so fucking skeptical of anybody trying to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fucking, I don't know. It just seems like they have kind of like the hardest like criteria in order to accept anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Who was like on your team or who was involved in your career from early on? Because it's like, I saw some stuff about like your mom being involved in your career early on. Like, was that a big help or was she guiding you in the right direction and shit?
Yeah, definitely. She was there like in the beginning as far as like me going on TV and then like the years after that. But after that, I got to an age where I just said, you know what? Like, you just focus on you. I'm gonna focus. So this is when I stopped making music. So I just stopped making music. And then when I kind of got back to it, I said, I'm going to find a new manager. And then I got with the manager I'm with now.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, everything just kind of like, you feel me, came together.
Right, definitely. Okay, so you're like doing these sort of press runs and like just getting your stuff out there. When did you really start to feel like you had a wave going though? Because like now it's hard to find any of your songs that don't have like millions of plays.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that there was a time period where it wasn't going that well. And then did it just start blowing up, or was it a real slow grind? Or
I feel like what kind of like showed me was because I had a show last October. I had opened up for A Boogie, and prior to that show I hadn't performed in 2 years. My last performance I had got booed off stage like on some crazy shit. So that
I meant to watch that video, but I actually did not.
We were on the booed off stage.
Yeah, I just I heard about
it. There's no video.
Oh, there's no video. Okay,
nah,
okay.
Hell no.
I was gonna Google that.
Nah, yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe, but Nah, from what I know, I don't think so. But it was at like a Fresh Empire event. So y'all got the evidence y'all need now. So just put one and two together, see if y'all can find it. But
was that a traumatic event?
It was all right. I don't know. I don't blame them for doing that, cause I had to like, it really woke me up. I thought I was on the right path as far as the music I was making. So from me getting that response, I kind of realized I wasn't. But when I got on that stage 2 years later with A Boogie, that kind of like solidified it, because everybody just went crazy. So I went from getting booed off stage to like performing in front of like a sold out show.
What was the show that you got booed off stage though? Because I feel like I could see an A Boogie crowd fucking with your music.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was the same crowd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they were playing A Boogie. It was playing Chief Keef, all the local artists. My music back then was different. Like, I can't explain. It was more clean, I guess.
Okay.
I wasn't cursing. I wasn't using profanity. So I was just going along with my age out of respect, you know, but I don't know. They just didn't like my music
right
at the time.
Okay, so that performance did really good when you were over A Boogie, and then that invigorated you to start going hard again or what?
Yeah, nah, like for sure, because this was like it was more pressure on me too, because we had a bunch of A&Rs at that show, because we had kind of started like a bidding war at this point. So like we brought out a bunch of A&Rs from different labels. And then from there, I mean, I just said whatever happens kind of like is like my answer as far as if I'm going to continue or not. Like if this goes bad, then you feel me? It kind of just shows what's going to happen next. But after that, I guess I just realized like, you know, there's more to come. And then we went on our own tour after that. We did a tour. I headlined my own tour. We had a bunch of sold out dates. It was just an experience, you feel me? But I learned a lot about myself that day.
That's crazy. Was it because, like, as a young man, when you were doing the battle rap and shit, were you like really confident, or were you just doing it? Because it feels like, in order for your confidence to survive getting booed off stage like that, and then to come back and keep going and stuff, even when you're taking that break, it's like, did your confidence waver? Did you start to like wonder, like, am I actually built for this level of success I'm trying to reach?
Yeah, I mean, from getting booed, when I was younger, I had a bunch of confidence.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm on TV, I'm young, this, that, and the third. So I kind of, like, I thought I was on top of the world at that time.
Right.
I had maybe 400,000 followers.
Okay.
So I thought I was lit. But then me getting booed off stage, that sparked the whole break I took off of music.
Because
from there, I was just, like, I got to take a break. Like, me seeing that, I'm just like, I'm getting this response for some type of reason. There's a reason why people are reacting like this. So let me see what it is. And then from there, I stopped making music for months. I wouldn't even do anything. It kind of sparked like a little depression I went into. But after that, I was good. Like, I went back in the studio and I studied what was coming out of New York. That's what I really did. Mm. When I took that break, I said, look, who's coming out of New York? I saw who was coming out of New York, the upcoming artists. At this time, the melodic sound and the drill sound was buzzing crazy. I'm just like, I don't really want to do drill, so I'll lean towards more the melodies. I was already doing melodies, you know? Mm. I just felt like I had to have something that people wanted to listen to. You can't just come in the game and not have something to offer, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, definitely. Your music strikes me, though, as, like, you're somebody who's blown up off the strength of just having good music that people just genuinely fuck with, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, you know, I'm not going to name names, but there's definitely people we've seen who kind of, like, blew up because they acted crazy on Instagram or had
gimmick.
Some kind of theatrics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find yourself sort of dipping into that? Or is that something that you've thought about? Is like, damn, maybe I'm not messy enough to really be getting academics to write about me every week or whatever.
I think about that sometimes, but you know what? I'd rather be an artist that people listen to because of his music. I respect that more. I feel like gimmicks are hot for the moment, but then after a while, it's like, all right, like that was funny when it came out. I'm here to make good music, regardless. And don't get me wrong, there's people who still don't like me. There's a lot of people who don't like my music, but I feel like I'd rather put out quality music rather than be lit because of something I have to lie about or an act I have to put on. You understand me? I feel like there's too much people like that. And that was something I really like wanted to like put out there. I don't need a gimmick. You understand me? I don't need to get naked on Instagram. I mean, if you see my Instagram, I post funny shit, but it's like even sometimes the label tells me like, yo, I'm crazy in my own way too, because I do like certain. If you go to my last post, you'll be like, oh, nah, never mind. Like, this kid is bugging. But, like, I don't really need a gimmick. I just want to put out good music. You understand me? And I want to be able to at least impact the people I am right now positively.
Right. Yeah. So when you linked up with the label, how much did that change things and shit? And do you feel like that was basically essential that you made that move in terms of... Because I get the feeling definitely that you're trying to be, like, a massive artist, that you're not trying to just be some cool underground mm-hmm. rapper.
The thing is... It's funny because I was very impatient. Like when I first started dropping singles, we did a bunch of interviews with like Atlantic, Columbia, but the energy wasn't really there, I guess. So after a while, I stopped chasing the labels. Like I just said, you know what? I'm gonna put out music and I'm gonna get so hot, they have no choice but to chase me now. But it kind of, I don't mean that in a cocky way, you understand me, but I got very impatient because I was making music from 12. From the age of 12, I was impatient. So I'm 18 now. I'm kind of getting a glimpse of what I want to do. I said, let me not rush into signing a deal. God forbid I sign the wrong deal. Mm. I get benched. I'd rather sign while I'm hot, so I'm a priority. You understand me? So I put out 2 tapes. And then after that, I guess we kind of just, everything fell into place. We met with Interscope, and they really showed, like, they showed... That they wanted me as a priority at their label. So it was a no-brainer for me, you know?
Mm. Oh, that's dope. That's good to hear. Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like they actually, like, helped in terms of the quality of your music and shit, or does it basically all stay in the same and they just help with, like, the promotional element of it?
They let me take the lead with everything. They just, as far as promotion and support, that's really what they do, and they're doing it good. I don't know. I used to really... broadcast the independent side of things, do it independently, but all you really need is a solid team behind you. This is for all the like artists that are watching this too, because there's so many people that don't know like the answer as far as getting out there.
Right.
They think, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, but that can only last for so long. You could get hot without a team, but you need to maintain that flame, you understand me? Because flames go out.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, your time is best spent on being you and making music. And it's like, you know, chances are if you're a talented rapper, that doesn't mean you're going to be good at accounting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need people on your team that are going to be able to do the shit that you can't really specialize in yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a fact.
How do you feel about, like, your overall fan base or reception in Brooklyn and shit? Because it's like most of the noise that's been made about Brooklyn over the past year or so is basically about... you know, gangster rappers rapping in, like you said, like a drill fashion and everything. Like you're definitely doing something different, but something that I think could potentially have like a much bigger range of fans.
I feel like the support is crazy in my city, and I see it when I go outside and I go go to different places. You see it more when it's in front of you rather than hearing about it.
Mm.
But the thing is, the crazy thing is, like, because I came up around the time the drill scene was really buzzing. So it's like, I feel like that's something that got globalized, and it's amazing. But it's New York is different. There's so many different sounds coming out of New York. You can't really just put it as to one thing. With me, I'm just trying to stay in my own lane. I feel like it's dope that there's so much things coming out of New York, because you can't really just tune into one thing, you know? You got different sounds. And I'm not here to knock any other artists, you know? People got their own come up. I just feel like what I'm doing is dope because I could be in my own lane with it. And that's really the whole point with it. I just want to put out that type of music.
Definitely. You basically, like, started popping after 6ix9ine was already locked up, right? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's kind of like a black mark on New York City, or, like, Hispanic people in New York? You got kind of, like, answer for that in a weird way, where people, like, might want to put you in that category or whatever?
People do, but it's, I don't know. Like, I can't really, like, dwell over it. And I look wrong coming on my face feeling the way about it. I understand. He's huge. 6ix9ine is huge. Like, regardless of how people feel about it, he's probably, like, the hugest artist out
for now.
Right now.
He's in decline.
Yeah. But it's like, regardless, I'm putting out the type of music I'm putting out. You feel me? It goes back to what we were saying earlier with the whole gimmick and real music thing.
Right.
I'm just trying to separate myself by making good music. The comparisons, whatever people feel, is how they feel. You feel me? It won't last forever.
No, that's really it. And I feel like your career will go further based on the fact that you are genuinely doing what you're doing. Because, you know, there's a lot of trends that kind of come and go in the game. And it's like, if you're able to transcend that and, like, do something that sort of exists outside of that, then you'll have more of a long shelf life. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I remember when we sent our videographer with you to do a vlog that actually did, like, almost 1 million views. And that was actually, like, when I saw that, I was actually like, oh, fuck. Like, I really like this kid's personality. Like, I could really see him being a big star, and not just based on the music, but based on just the way you talk to the camera and shit. You had some random girl coming up to you on the street and stuff. Just seeing the way you were talking to her and shit, I was like, he definitely seems like he's got some fucking star power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I remember, like, weren't you guys supposed to go to Staples Center because when Kobe died, that was kind of like a big thing to
mm-hmm.
you. Was that sort of a thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So talk about that.
Nah, the thing is, we were on tour. Like, when we found, first of all, I got into so many arguments in school over Kobe Bryant, because it's like, people just don't seem to understand, like, what greatness is. But I think I was in Houston or Dallas when I found out about Kobe dying.
Mm.
And I was a big Kobe Bryant fan. So it was crazy, because we were going to Los Angeles, like, maybe 2 days later. So I'm like, hopefully we can make it to the mural and, like, show some type of love. But we didn't end up making it. But that was ridiculous and just shocking as far as the impact it had on everybody. You know, that was very unexpected.
Yeah, I, like, am not a basketball guy, but ended up learning a shitload about him, like, after he passed. And, I mean, that's a fucking honorable guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fact. Okay, so you're a basketball dude overall, or what are your, like, primary interests outside of music shit you're into?
Now, I play basketball, but I don't really know. I'm boring. I can't really. It depends. Like, if I'm in the right space, I'm gonna probably do something crazy. But usually I stay antisocial. Like, I don't really do too much.
Really?
It's not really much to me, you know? I don't want to put on a facade or anything, you know?
You're just music,
yeah,
24
music.
Hours a day?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, that's a full-time job right there. Like, the actual making the music and then the promotional aspect and, like, having to just be out there and everything. I mean, that's a lot of work right there alone.
Yeah, that's a fact, yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, so how's your life changed since the music started blowing up? Are you still in Brooklyn? Have you, like, changed up your spot and shit? Obviously, you got a lot of fucking jewelry on right there. I don't think you should be living in whatever apartment you were in before.
I'll be around. Like, I try to travel. I don't try to stay in one place because I don't know. There's too much going on in my city as far as just, like, being who I am, being a person
right.
with my power. I feel like people hate, and it's, I don't know. You saw what happened to Pop. You see what happens to artists in general, many artists before mm-hmm. him. It's a lot of hatred, especially towards public figures. I feel like, regardless, I don't know, I try to move around safely, you know, because it could happen. You know,
definitely.
I'm not going to knock it, but make it happen.
When you saw that happen to Pop, did that kind of like freak you out? Like, fuck, like, yeah, it ain't that different from something that could happen to me.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy because it's like, how? Like,
yeah.
And it was random, like, and that's, he was upcoming. It's not, you don't expect that to happen to somebody that hasn't solidified themselves yet. And you don't expect it to happen to anybody, but it was just crazy, you know?
And especially now that we know so much more about what happened and everything, and you realize, like, oh, this was just some dumbass robbery shit. Yeah. Like, this wasn't,
the conspiracies that came with it. Everybody thought his friend did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the fans do, though. The fans, they're known for doing that. They take something and they flip it, and then it's entertainment to them, you know? Sometimes they just have a good time speaking on things that they don't really know anything about. But, like I said, I just try to stay out of everything because it's easy to get caught up, and people hate, like I said, bro. Like, nobody's genuine nowadays. And I've seen it with family, people closest to me, people I grew up with. You understand me? So that's why I told you I'm antisocial. I try not to put my energy around anybody else's energy because I'm heavy on that spiritually and just energy. I don't like having my energy around negative things because, you know, it tends to latch on to you.
That's true. Do you feel like you get a lot of hate in New York? Or, I mean, I'm sure there's a shitload of love, but you feel like there's a good chunk of, like, people just hating on you too?
Well, a lot of hate. There's hate everywhere. I don't know. The thing with me, people don't have a reason to hate on me. Like, I haven't done anything. You understand me? I haven't done anything. It's what comes with me. But it is what it is. You feel me? As long as people are talking about me, that's really what matters. I just need my name to be relevant.
Right.
I'm trying to keep it relevant in a positive way, but negative things always follow you. You understand me? So you can't really do much about it.
Who do you think of when you think about who your fan base is? Because it's kind of crazy to see, like, how much views and likes and everything that you fucking do seems to get. Like, who is, like, the central people that seem to be really big fans of your shit?
It's crazy. I don't know. Like, my manager sometimes tells me the younger kids really, like, are really on it more. But then I'll go to, like, events or after parties or, like, little clubs or spots, and I'll see grown women reacting crazy, grown men. I feel like it's for everybody. I try to make, that's the thing, I try to make universal music, so I don't really have an age bracket. I don't really want to have an age bracket, but I feel like just more of, like, the kids my age and slightly younger. Mm. Like, maybe, like, 15 and up. That's really, like, the age.
How old are you?
18.
18. Mm-hmm. So you dropped out of high school?
Nah, I graduated.
You did?
Yeah.
Like, just, when was that?
2019.
Okay, so you actually did stick it out. And the music really didn't start popping until, like, right after you graduated? Or was it a little bit while you're still in school?
During. Yeah, like, during. Right. My senior year is when I started, like, almost dropped out, actually. That's the funny thing. I didn't even want to, I was going to get a GED. Because I felt like, in general, like, school couldn't really, like, help me with what I wanted to do. Like, hip-hop, you can't really, I don't think you could go to school for hip-hop. So, I could be wrong, but I just felt like what I wanted to do, it was different. I felt like you needed to be gifted to really be successful. So, I don't know. And then I was homeschooled, and then I had finessed it. The homeschool system I was in was located in Cali, but I was living in New York. So, they had found out I was living in New York, and they tried to take me out to school and drop me out. So, at that point, I was just like, like, whatever. I don't really care about school. I'm going to just, hopefully the music thing pops, but I ended up finishing it somehow. And I got through it, I got my diploma.
You think it was worth it?
Not yet, for sure. I feel like you need that diploma. Regardless, like, I know sometimes they don't teach you what you need to know. I don't feel like a legislative angle is really important as far as me trying to pay rent, you understand me, and survive. Right. But I feel like you need to know the fundamentals and certain things, and I feel like education is very important. You're not hurting yourself educating yourself. I just felt like education wasn't for me.
No, yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a certain point where even if it doesn't seem useful right now, there might be another time in the future. Because, like, okay, the thing that always happens is that artists blow up making a lot of money. And then at a certain point, they start to say, like, I'm making all this money, but it don't seem like I have that much money in the bank. And then they start to be like, oh, this is how much they take for taxes. This is how much this person's taking. This is what cut this person's taking. And, like, you know, all that kind of shit is, like, I think it does. Like, even if it doesn't seem useful now, it definitely is good that you have that base of the fucking diploma that you got from high school, just because there is going to probably be a time in which you want to understand the inner workings of the business. But, I mean, if you do have the right team around you, then it is what it is. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's always going to come a time where you kind of want to understand more, you know?
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm going through that now, especially with taxes. But, I mean, I plan on going back to college, too. That would definitely be something that I could be proud of accomplishing. Mm. You never hurt yourself educating yourself more. But I just felt like at the time period, it was hard. Like, I was trying to get back my career. I had fell off and already lost clout, lost a fan base. So I was trying to manage that and manage school at the same time while failing.
Right.
It was too much pressure, you know?
Do you, because when you're getting songs that have like 50, 100 million plays, whatever, then it kind of becomes a thing where like the only way to then take that shit to the next level is to get it on the radio. Have you gotten much radio play? You feel like New York has been supportive in that way?
Now, the radio, I mean, my biggest like record right now is Need Me. Mm-hmm. And the radio play on that is ridiculous now.
Oh, it is.
And it's
now.
Crazy because like I dropped it last year.
Right.
So I feel like it all caught up. Like,
always takes them fucking forever figure out to put something on the playlist. Yeah.
But the rotation is ridiculous, especially in New York. I feel like at this point, the funny thing is you don't need radio play to like, I don't feel like you have artists like Logic.
Right.
You have artists that are who they are because they have social media and platforms like YouTube and Spotify that really help them. They're streaming artists.
Right.
And I feel like I'd rather win being a streaming artist than an artist who has crazy radio play, or you understand me?
Definitely. Okay, the artist you've collabed with so far, Lil Durk.
Yeah.
How'd that come about? That's pretty crazy. Durk's like one of the most influential for the current generation, in my opinion.
Well, he was close with my manager. My manager was involved with him prior in the past. And Durk had, I had chopped it up with Durk like a couple months ago. He had hit me up. And then I was talking to him when I was on tour. But I had needed him on this record like last minute. I just wanted him on it. And the label was able to like get that, you feel me? But I had met with him actually like maybe 2-3 days ago. Like we were shooting a video, the video that the record we got, we were shooting in Atlanta. He's dope. Like I'm a big fan of him. And he's genuine. Like he's very humble, you know. And I heard him on the record, so I feel like that's probably like top 5 Durk verses.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah. Wow. Nah, he did something different.
That's crazy. Do you have another song coming out with him and Nav? The label, like, this is like from either the management or the label. They told me that. This, like, if this is a secret, they want it out.
When's this interview dropping?
Probably next week.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's pretty big. That's big right there.
Yeah, we got a record, but I don't know who's on it. We got a record though.
Okay. That's good though. No, man, I'm still waiting. Somebody told me they were sending me the Nav V-Lone collab, so I'm fucking geeked up.
That's hot.
Next week's gonna be a big week for me if that shit comes in. You keep an eye out. I know you be in the P.O. box, Laura. Okay, what's this Spotify radar program? They said you're the second artist in it. Is that what's that about?
Yeah, so they had put me on like this whole global campaign, and we shot like a documentary about me, like my life. And I just get more in depth with like who I am as a person. But they're going crazy right now. They put me on so many playlists for my tape drop. They're just supporting me, and they're just basically like introducing me to the world as far as globally and me being a global artist. But campaign, as far as Spotify goes, the funny thing is I used to do horrible as far as streaming on Spotify. That was like my lowest point. Like I couldn't really click with Spotify somehow.
So
like
YouTube was working, but it didn't really
YouTube,
translate to
Apple
Spotify.
Apple Music, I was going crazy on Apple Music, and I still am. But I guess something picked up with Spotify, and we're going crazy. But their support is ridiculous right now. Like they're going crazy right now. Like it's crazy because they told me being a second artist, I don't know, like, I was trying to process everything, you feel me? Because it was just weird, just me not being able to crack that, then they bring the whole opportunity to me, you know?
Right.
And it's dope. It's really dope. Like, they really put me on mad playlists.
Do we know who the first artist was?
But
there's only two. The first one was probably big.
Nah, actually, it was like an upcoming artist, too.
Okay.
It was another upcoming artist.
That's dope. What about when you witnessed Drake rapping along to your shit?
That was hard too.
He was doing that on live, or where did you see that at?
I think it was live. He went live with somebody on his team. It's funny because I had made that record and I heard him on it. But he just played a bunch of my music and showed me mad love. I chopped it up with him. He followed me, I follow him back.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
From a musical perspective, that's like pretty much the GOAT for your generation, right?
Yeah, you make
right?
music, that's who you, that's the guy you gotta like, yeah. you know?
That's about as big as it gets for your generation. I don't know, like my generation too, shit. Seems like it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, I saw that you redid the Beautiful Girls thing too. Was that like a song you remember from your childhood that you just wanted to do your own spin
on
it?
Yeah, it was Sean Kingston.
That's Sean Kingston. He just recently hit me up. Now right. we're best friends, I'm assuming. I haven't met him yet, but.
Nah, yeah, I'm a big Sean Kingston fan. I don't know, I'm a big fan for remaking records. People think I'm stealing them, apparently. Mm. Like, that's the type of, like, response they give me nowadays. But, I remade the record because I'm a big fan of it. And then I kind of threw in like a little It Wasn't Me by Shaggy reference right. in the second verse. But I'm a big fan of reggae and dancehall. I have a bunch of like dancehall records, reggae records. I just love that type of music.
Interesting. So, yeah, that feels like you have kind of... Do you feel like most of the shit that you have put out has been like primarily focused in the kind of like melodic rap direction, but that you feel like you have a lot more to offer overall as an artist?
Facts. Definitely a lot more to offer. This is a taste of what I got. I'm going to disappear for like a month. I don't know, probably fake my death.
Really?
Come back and just make an album.
Disappear for a month and you're just going to record while you're away?
Yeah.
And just put something epic together?
For sure. Nah, I need to come with an album. My fans are disappointed that I keep dropping EPs. I think it's time for an album. I'm just trying to build up enough momentum before I really, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like you only get that first album moment. But everybody does the same thing where they say that they're going to put out an album and then they end up just calling it a mixtape once it doesn't do the numbers that they wanted to do it. Because there's a lot of big artists who have done that trick over and over and over. But yeah, I mean, like when you put out that first like official project, that's kind of like a very big moment in the life of a new artist. What do you think needs to be different about the album, or what are you trying to bring to the table on that? Like, does it need to have bigger producers and features and stuff like that in order to feel like it's that big of a deal?
And maybe 20% of that. I feel like with me, I need to deliver more. I need to get like there's a bunch of questions I got to answer, like as far as just with my life, certain things that the fans know that I haven't really touched on yet, you know. And I just feel like it's better for me to tell my story more. When you hear my music, I don't really say too much as far as my life and what I go through. Like, I say it, but it's really for other people to relate to it and hear it. Like, I haven't really spoke on my life yet. I feel like the album will have that, and more of like a, you're gonna hear more of like a effort put into the music. I definitely wanna have better quality, have better production, cook up with different artists, down south artists. I just wanna show people unexpected things. I don't want people to hear my album and be like, I heard this already. Like, I expected this. I want people to hear it and be like, holy shit, like, you know?
It's gotta have something that takes it beyond, like, oh, you like the songs you heard from me on YouTube, whatever, but like, this is just gonna be something that's gonna add an additional layer to who I am as an artist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, how bad is this COVID thing fucking up your progress? All the touring off the table. You were probably about to be at South by Southwest, all that kind of shit, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I was mad at first, but it's dope because now, like, I feel like I could build my catalog up. Mm. You know, I could definitely get my catalog up. And next time I do go on tour, I could do bigger venues, have way crazier shows. I feel like it's something you could learn from because it was kind of like a wake-up call. It was something that I don't want to say needed to happen, but it was something that happened that raised awareness, you know, and it goes to show you anything can happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of thing, too, that, you know, rappers end up splitting their time between, like, recording and touring. Like, those are the two main things that are basically going to take up the vast majority of your time if you're an artist, and you have to juggle both of them.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of crazy to see, like, so many different artists have to basically only focus on, like, recording and just... That's why a lot of rappers are streaming now and shit, just to try to have something to do. But what do you enjoy more, the recording process or the touring process?
The touring.
For sure?
Hell yeah, it's dope. Like, there's so many things you see. Like, for me, the crazy thing for me, I love leaving the country and getting recognized.
Really? Because
that's when it kind of, like, really solidifies everything, like... Just going to another place that you're not from and people come up to you. Like, that's what really, like, shocks me because I really forget I'm who I am. And I don't walk around thinking I'm an artist because I'm a regular person in my eyes, you know. But I love touring, just seeing new things, interacting with fans. That shit is dope.
Where have you been out of the country since you started getting popping?
Mexico, Belize, Honduras.
Really?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, so they really know what's going on out there?
Not yet. I mean, I just go there for vacation, though.
Oh, okay.
It's not like no touring. We haven't left the country to tour yet. I was supposed to go to Europe, but we got canceled. We couldn't go to London or anything like that, places like that.
Do you feel like you're a big enough name at this point that you ain't trying to just be chilling outside the bodega or whatever, that you don't feel comfortable just sort of being around? You always got to be in motion. You got to be, like, actually moving the correct way?
I mean, I have to, don't get me wrong, because, I mean, I do have a lot of followers, I feel like, and people do know my music. But I genuinely don't feel like I have to. Like, I don't want to sometimes, but realistically, I have to. Mm. Like, because I care about my life, you understand me? People seem to think shit is sweet. It's not.
Right.
Like, it's not. I genuinely care about my life, and there's people that don't really care about me, believe it or not. So I gotta watch the way I move.
Definitely, yeah, because, I mean, it's kind of like only a matter of time, and no matter how comfortable you feel, if you're not moving around the right way, then eventually somebody's going to take advantage of you being too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. You a girlfriend kind of guy, or are you living the single life? Single thought life, if you will. Oh, okay. So you're on the thought life. Tell me about it.
No, not thought life.
No?
Single life. I don't know. I'm young. You feel me? I feel like, I don't know, man. Girls come and go.
You gotta wait till the right TikTok star swims in your DMs.
Hey, TikTok star, nah.
That's who I see you with, man. You're like 18. There's probably a whole crop of TikTok girls that you're looking at on the internet. No?
Nah.
Fashion Nova models? What are you into?
I can't really say what I'm into. Okay. I don't. I like. I don't know.
You don't
man.
Got a secret girlfriend that you're not telling us about right now? It's understandable. A lot of rappers do. A lot of rappers got whole wives and families and shit we don't know about.
I'm not gonna lie, that'll mess up everything I got going on. I can't say too much. I don't.
So you're in the studio, you're writing a song about a girl, I love you so much, etc. There's nobody popping into your head that...
No, yeah, there's a bunch of people popping up.
A bunch of different girls? That's tight.
I don't know, man. I got female fans. I gotta watch what I say sometimes. And I gotta watch what I do sometimes. I try to humble myself. And yo, like, you can't really trust people. Like, I've had girls try to set me up before, so it's like...
Set you up to get robbed, or just try to expose you on some shit?
Try to set me up. I found out, though, so it's like... Luckily, I found out. You never know. I could have probably died, too, but it's like, it is what it is. People are crazy, you understand me? That's why I watch the way I move. I'm very strict when it comes to who I come around and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm so glad that I got a girlfriend before I ever got set up by any of these fucking hoes out there.
They'll do it.
We brought a stripper home from a strip club. We're hooking up her one time. She tried to steal my Gucci polo shirt. I was like, what the fuck? This would be me every weekend if I didn't have a girl to fucking monitor my shit.
Nah. They do that shit. They crazy.
That's for real. I'm like, man, you really about to fold that up and put it in your purse? I don't know. You got some love from one of the great archbishops of Puerto Rico, Fat Joe. How was that?
Yeah, that was dope. Especially because of, like, the whole Puerto Rican...
That's a big cosign.
Yeah, and then he, I looked up to him in Pun as far as what they did for our people, carrying Puerto Rico, and like you said, like it's like a drought as far as Puerto Rican artists. Like it's very rare you see a big artist dominating the charts or just dominating in general with a Puerto Rican ethnicity. You feel me? Or background, and that was something I really wanted to like carry as far as just like what I represent, what I stand for, but. That came out of nowhere. I wasn't even expecting that. But I'm a big Fat Joe fan. Shout out to Fat Joe.
That's dope. Yeah, because it's like being in, like, I'm from the East Coast. So, like, growing up, if there was a Hispanic person, most likely they were Puerto Rican. And then you move out here, if there's a Hispanic person, almost always they're Mexican. So it's kind of like people don't realize there's such a massive difference between the cultures and shit. Yeah. But that definitely, yeah. You know, shout out to all the Puerto Ricans out there. Puerto Rico! Okay. Fuck, anything else we should talk about? Anything else you got in the works that we need to know about?
New music. Definitely new music. I might come with a deluxe.
Ooh.
Real soon. Or just a part 2 to Welcome to G-Star Volume 1. Maybe a movie.
A movie?
Or a series. I want to definitely write something. I got something big on the works. I want to plan out. I don't want to put myself in a category or limit myself to what I could do. Mm. But I definitely want to do a series. Might give it a Netflix or something. See what I could do with that.
That'd be dope. Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking new world that we're in. It's like, if people ain't going to be able to tour for at least 6 months, then everybody's just going to keep getting more and more creative on the artist side.
Yeah, might become an actor. You never know.
There you go. I could see it for sure. You got TikTok?
Nah.
I bet you blowing up on TikTok, though. I bet your songs are all over there.
Nah, yeah. I don't use it, though. I don't know why. Like, my manager, my label, they telling me to use it. I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to disrespect TikTok. Sorry, TikTok.
No, but when I see, like, Chris Brown or Tyga on there, I'm like, man, it feels like there's a whole team standing there telling them what to do to make this TikTok
pop
off.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you need. Just you show up, tell me what dance to do, then I'm out.
Nah, if they pay me, I'll do it. I don't know. I got to think about it.
Shit, it'll pay in the long run. Get them streams up. All right. Anybody want to shout out? Anything we need to know before we end this?
Man, follow me on IG, IAMJ.I. Welcome to G-Star Volume 1, out on all platforms. Shout out to No Jumper. Shout out to Adam22.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, everybody at home, go type his name in Spotify, Apple Music. Get it in. TikTok. Etc. Appreciate you, G.
Thank you.